Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Self Care with Boosie. Today, I want to share a story that I've had with racism in the workplace and also discuss a few things that I think you can do if you find yourself in a similar situation in the place that you work in. So I was based in South Africa, working for a company that has offices globally. So then I changed teams and ended up reporting to a manager that was not based in the same office that I was in. So he was based in the Middle East in Dubai, and I was in Johannesburg, South Africa, with a colleague in the same team who was based in Cape Town, which is around a 2-hour flight from Johannesburg. So shortly after I joined the team, we have a team offsite in Morocco where a lot of things transpire. Like, so many things happened during that trip, including my manager making fun of my hair. I had dreadlocks at the time. I'd had them, I think, for around 5 years at that time. I'd had the dreadlocks even before I joined this company. And at that point, I had worked a couple of roles, similar roles, before joining this team. And I'd had 4 managers before that. So this was my 5th manager in the same company. So we're in this market in Morocco, just going around. People are buying whatever they want to buy, whether it's souvenirs, clothes, whatever. And we come across these wool-looking like things that were hanging on the wall. And my manager says something along the lines of, "Hey, Boosie, you should buy these things in different colors so that you can just put it on your head and change colors or have different colors for each day of the week. And it will look exactly like your hair." I'm just like, wow. I didn't react. Like, I didn't really say anything. And the other people who were around at the time, like part of the team, they basically were just like, "Oh, you know, he's just making a joke. You know, like, you're part of the team now, so he makes a joke, like, or he makes jokes with everyone." And that was that. Like, I didn't like it. But at that time, like, so many things had happened. I was just like, I cannot believe that he just said that. I can't believe it. At that point, I was ready to just go back home. So now, with everything that's taking place during that offsite, we get on a call with another lady who works in the same organization. And during that call, we were just sharing our concerns with the different things that had just transpired during that offsite. And then when we're on that call, my colleague, who's also based in South Africa, shares that the manager, our manager at the time, had asked her if I am a typical lazy black person. So at this point, I'm thinking, wow, is that what this guy thinks of when he looks at me? Just, he sees a black person. Is that why he even looked at wool looking like things? I can't even describe how those things looked and thought, that looks exactly like Boosie's hair. Really? So now, with everything that's transpired and the comment that I hear my manager said to my colleague, I didn't trust my manager. It was just one of those things where I'm like, okay, I don't know this guy. Like, he doesn't really know me much, apart from the interview that we had, or interviews. I had one interview with him and other interviews with multiple people on his team and even the director at the time of the organization that I would have been reporting to. I hadn't been on the team for so long that he knew the way I work. So now, to hear that he's questioned whether I'm a lazy or typical lazy black person, I'm just like, this is the person I'm supposed to report to. And you can imagine how much influence a manager can have in your career, whether it's growth related, whatever opportunities can open up. And at that point, I didn't know where this guy's head was. And to me, it was literally just like, okay, what now? What now? Like, I literally had the best managers before this, and knowing the company culture, I did not expect to ever go through something like that in this company. Like, it wasn't one of those things where it's like, oh yeah, but you know, I've heard of this story and I've heard of that, so it's expected. I was not expecting it. Those months were really, really stressful months where I still had to work with this manager and still take care of myself, like my mental health, and still produce results at work, and still have to think about everything that's going on. So one of the things that I would advise you do if you find yourself in a situation where you're being discriminated against in any way, try and get advice on the processes that your company has, the processes that are in place, the policies that are in place, and then try and follow those processes and policies, whatever they say, as best as you can. Because at that point, like at the initial point of something happening, if you try and go against the grain, you're just going to make your job way harder than it already is. So for me, at that point, I didn't feel that comfortable. I didn't feel comfortable at all talking to my manager about anything. And the next best person, according to the company policy, was my manager's manager, which is what I did. So that's the first thing that you should probably do. Just find out what are the channels that you need to be following within the organization that you work for, and try and follow those as best as you can. You know, obviously, if you can't speak to your manager, your direct manager, or you can't speak to your manager's manager, there will be another step that if this is the case, then this is the best thing for you to do. And if that doesn't exist, then I would suggest that you go directly to HR and you explain your situation. This is the situation I find myself in. This is what the policies say. And I can't do X, Y, Z, or I can't speak to this person, or I can't speak to that person. Maybe they're both involved in whatever it is that you're going through. So first thing is just get to know what your company policies are and the procedures that are in place, and try and follow those as best as you can. So to cut a long story short with my situation, it led to me opening an HR case against my manager, and a whole lot of stressful months after that. So whatever decision you make, you should be prepared to go through a lot of things. You'll find that you have other situations. They might not have happened in the workplace, but there will be most probably a lot of other things that get brought up, and you start remembering things that you went through. So whatever other racist interaction you might have had with another person in another setting, those things can come up. So this leads me to the next thing that I suggest you do, which is to take care of yourself. Prioritize your wellness, prioritize your mental health, seek professional help if you need it. Seek professional help if you feel you're not coping on your own, and that will help you build and gain strategies to be able to carry on with life like as best as you can in that particular moment and situation that you find yourself in. And the other thing that I would say is, if you can, because I know we all work in different settings and taking time off for some people might not be something that's possible, but if you can take time off, take time off. With that said as well, I think it's very important for us to look at our mental health in a light that says, if I have a cold, for example, if I have a cold and I'm so sick that I can't get out of bed, I will take sick leave. I will stay at home and work on myself and my body and the cold or the flu I have to get better. If I have a headache, a migraine that just won't go away, I'll go to a doctor, they'll prescribe something, and they might say you need to rest, or whatever it is that's causing your headache, they might prescribe that you stay at home for a day, 2 days, whatever that looks like. So now when it comes to taking care of our mental health, taking care of our brain is also just as important. So if you're gonna say, I'm not gonna take time off because I have to take vacation days, or I have to take leave, personal time off, and maybe you're too scared to take sick leave because you feel like, but I'm not sick, you need to take care of your brain. You need to take care and get your mind back in a space where you actually are at work and are able to be productive. I don't think you're helping yourself or the company that you work for if you're showing up for work, but you haven't really shown up. It's just your body's here. You've shown up, you know, physically you've shown up, but are you actually really present? Are you there? So that's the first and most important thing. Prioritize your health and prioritize your well-being. Take care of yourself. That's the most important thing. And then after that, you can start thinking about policies and procedures and what methods or steps or channels you should be following for whatever the case that you're facing is or the situation that you're facing is. And then the third thing that I will suggest you do is to speak to people. Open up to people that you trust, open up to family members that you trust, open up to your close circle of friends, open up to colleagues that you trust. Speaking to people makes the world of difference. They might not have all the answers. They might not have any answers at all to any question you might have because maybe they've never faced a similar situation. You don't know anyone who's faced a similar situation. You might sometimes find that somebody does know someone who's gone through something similar. It might have been in a different company. It might have been in the same company. I just found that speaking to people that I trusted, it just made things that much easier. Even in the workplace, when you are going through things, you have people who understand that this is what is happening in her life right now, and it's not a very easy situation to be in. So prioritize your mental health, speak to people that you trust, open up to people that you trust, don't bottle things up and keep them to yourself and just hope that they'll go away or you won't have to face them or think about them. But do whatever is the best thing for you at that time, whatever feels the most right for you at the time, do that. And then familiarize yourself with the procedures and the policies and the channels that you would need to follow to get to a point where you are in an environment that is comfortable for you, because you don't want to be stuck in a place where you don't trust your manager, you're not comfortable with your manager, you haven't said anything to anybody, and nobody understands anything that's going on with you, because there might be things that people pick up and it's just like, she's a bit difficult to work with, or he's a bit difficult to work with, when you have things that you're going through but nobody knows about it because you haven't spoken about it. So yeah, super short story. I didn't get into a lot of details. So if you do find yourself in a situation where you're feeling a bit stuck and you don't know what it is that you should be doing, prioritize your mental health, prioritize your self-care, and having people around you that you can talk to is the best way to remind yourself of things that you might know but you forget. Like taking care of yourself and prioritizing your well-being. It's just one of those things where you can know that I need to take time off. I don't feel very great, but you forget that I should actually take time off until somebody says it. And you're like, oh, I actually should do that. I didn't think about it for whatever reason. I would love to hear from you if you have faced any type of discrimination in the workplace or anywhere else for that matter. How did you deal with it? Is it something that you've just chosen to keep quiet about because you just don't want to go there for whatever reason? I know these are not they're not easy conversations to have. They are not easy conversations to have, and I am an ear. I can listen. I don't promise to have all the answers. You know, I don't have all the answers, but I can definitely listen and hear your story out. So you can reach out to me. My Instagram is Boosie_global. You can slide into the DMs. Let's have a chat if you don't want to do it in a super public space, you know, like commenting. So whatever works for you, whatever feels the most comfortable, let's do that. And remember, always remember to be kind to yourself. Just be kind to yourself. Go easy on yourself. Take care of yourself.
Thank you for listening, and do connect with me because I wanna get to know you better. I really do. My handle on all social media platforms is Busi_global. That's BUSI_GLOBAL. 24 hours. I be listening to Self Care with